had a dream about flying saucers.
You don't mean cups and saucers?
No, no cups, no spoons, just a saucer.
Well, did they go over the moon?
Probably. But it wasn't hey diddle diddle.
No cat, no fiddle.
It was a dream about a flying saucer.
A UFO?
That's right.
Well, I'm listening.
The flying saucer was like in the 50s.
You know, a big round saucer with a bump on the top.
A classic.
This was outside Phoenix. I was driving my car. I had a Jaguar. And I saw a light. It lit up the whole desert. And then, my Jaguar died. The engine just quit. And then, I woke up.
That was your dream?
No, that happened to me. I mean, that actually happened. That wasn't my dream.
And?
I was there for an hour, in my car, in the desert, and I can't remember any of it.
So it's not a dream.
The dream I had was what happened in that hour that I can't remember.
Okay.
In my dream, just like in the movies, I was drawn up, up into the saucer. And they were measuring me and prodding me and poking me and, you know.
So you saw the aliens?
Yeah, they weren't very big, but their eyes were. And they made these weird sounds, like they were chirping. But I think they were laughing or giggling. They were tickling me to see where I laughed.
They thought it was funny.
They did. I would have told them a joke, but I couldn't think of any, or any they'd think was funny. Then I guess they got bored because they were gone.
Maybe they went to watch TV.
So I got up and started looking around. I wasn't strapped down. I was free to wander about. But everything kept changing. It was like changing behind my back. I'd turn around and it'd be different.
Well, what did the ship look like?
It was a flying saucer. Like a big, round room.
No high tech?
No. But then I saw there was someone standing there. He was watching me. He was one of them, but he was different. I mean, if it was a he. But he looked important, like in command. Someone who knows something.
Sounds like Mr. Spock.
But a weird-looking one. And then he said to me, I mean out loud, he knew English. He said,
"You're all prisoners of life and death. The question is, what kind of prisoner do you want to be?"
He said that.
And next thing I knew, I was in my Jaguar, sitting behind the steering wheel, but I didn't remember any of it until I had that dream.
You are all prisoners of life and death.
The question is, what kind of prisoner do you want to be?
Now that's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have an answer?
Yeah. I want to be awake.